Time now to visit with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. His team coming off a huge victory against South Carolina back last Thursday and looking forward now to a game Saturday night against Rice, 6 o'clock right here on The Zone. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing well.
Bobby, we had Archie Griffin on just a second ago, and you know, it kind of takes you back to a time when there was only one football game on a week, and the players, the great players, there was sort of an aura, a mythology around them because there wasn't ESPN and we didn't see him a lot, but I'm sure you have a lot of memories of Archie Griffin.
No doubt about it. He was one of the toughest I've ever seen, and he just bulldozed over everybody, and everybody knew who he was. And guy, if I'd have known his own, I'd have listened.
Thanks.
That's a lot.
But we talked a little bit about Woody Hayes with him, and you know, as a coach in 2008, how hard is it to kind of blend some old school values as a coach with, you know, trying to relate to the young people of today?
Sometimes it's really hard. I think, you know, good values never go out of style, though, and, you know, you can do things the right way and do things in a classy manner, and it just takes a little bit more effort. And as a coach, it takes a little bit more effort to demand it of your players, and hopefully, you know, they get the message, and hopefully it helps them a little later on in life, but you never know.
Bobby, we watched Jay Cutler last night, and we were just remarking during the break, you can just see that he has taken the next step in his progression as an NFL quarterback. Not only does he look completely comfortable with that offense, doing great things in and out of the pocket, but just leading the team, you know, dressing down a receiver if he didn't think he ran the right route or did something wrong. And you know, you're starting to see so many of his greatest qualities crystallizing in a really good performance to start the season last night.
He really looked sharp for the little bit that I saw. I had to go to bed because we get up kind of early. So, but, you know, I stood up a little longer than normal and watched him, and I was extremely proud and extremely excited about his future. He, like you said, he was taking charge. He knew what was happening, and, gosh, he can throw it.
You play Rice this weekend, and we were kind of finding out about what kind of high-scoring offense they'll bring to the Vanderbilt Stadium this weekend. What do you see as some of the big challenges of trying to slow down what they do in the passing game?
Well, they're not a little nickel and dime kind of pass. I think they throw the ball down the field and they do a great job of it, but they also run the ball and the quarterback can run the ball. So, you know, you got all kind of chance. You got three things you have to defend, and the normal runs, the quarterback runs, and then the passing game. So Chase Clement, their quarterback, I think does a fantastic job. He's got a really strong arm and is not afraid to throw it. And it's going to be a challenge for our defense to get out there. They go fast, so we're going to have to be alert and ready to get up on the line and go. So big, huge challenge for our defense. And then offensively, we need to take care of the ball and control it and keep it away from them. That's the best way to defend them, is have them on the bench.
That always works. I know one guy you're trying to figure out how to replace is Daron Speed. Are you kind of, you know, getting things in order as far as figuring out how to replace a guy who's a very good nickelback?
Well, we're trying. That's, you have all kind of scenarios. You know, if you move one guy over there and then let's say we move DJ Moore over to the nickel, and then whoever goes in for him at corner, let's say he gets hurt and you have to move DJ back, and then you got to have the next nickel back ready to go. And even against them, you got to probably have a dime back ready. Dalron's injury really, really is going to affect us a bunch, and hopefully we can overcome it.
Bobby, if you look, besides winning the game this week, what do you want to see out of your team as far as the improvements? Where do you think you need to pick it up, and in which particular area?
Well, I think we need to be more consistent on offense. I think we're starting to get a stride where, you know, we're starting to get a little toughness in the offensive line, and, you know, we're running the ball a little bit better in the second half than we did in the first half against South Carolina. So if we can continue that, and then on defense, be ready to make the big plays and get off the field on third down, that's going to be a huge thing against Rice. They throw the ball so well, you know, it's just like third and 10 is like third and two. you know, for most teams. And so you got to get off the field on third down on defense.
Bobby, one of the best things, and I know you commented in your press conference on your offensive line, but in the South Carolina game, I don't want to say it's uncharacteristic, but you know, you guys showed a real finisher's mentality against the Gamecocks, and that really started with your offensive line that seemed to get better as the game went along. I don't know what adjustments you made at halftime, but you know, especially at the end of the game when Jared Hawkins got those two big first downs, and just they seemed to be winning at the point of attack almost from the time you came out to begin the second half.
Well, it was. I think we're much better in the second half all the way through the half, and then I think the huge thing is finishing the game was when we had to punt. And they got the ball on our side of the 50, and our defense went out there and forced them to punt. You know, I thought that was the first step. And then they punted it down to the 5-yard line, and we punch out two first downs there. To run out the clock was huge. So, you know, I think both units really finished the game the way you wanted to. And instead of just letting South Carolina run down there and score a tying touchdown and put it in overtime, our defense stepped up, and then our offense sealed it up.
Kevin brought up a good point with Joe Fisher earlier this morning about the improved play of the linebacking core. But, you know, a lot of times you bring in a kid, it takes him a couple of years. You know, you get him in the weight room with John Sisk. But it seems like Chris Marv is sort of ahead of the curve. He's a redshirt freshman and really stood out in the South Carolina game. Just talk about that position and that kid alongside Benoit, you know, who's really gotten off to a good start.
Patrick Benoit played well for us last year, so we expect him to play well this year. And we were hoping Chris Marv was going to be as advertised, and he did a great job for our scout team last year. And he's just a young man who has a lot of pride and wants to do well, and he wants to make every tackle. So, you know, we wouldn't argue with him about that. We just let him try to go do it. But he's coming along really well and is playing with more confidence than he started out the Miami game now. So we're still early in the year, and he's gonna have some things that are gonna happen to him that he's never seen before, and he's gonna have to adjust. But he's a guy who really makes adjustments well.
Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. Another thing you talked about in the press conference yesterday was going on the road the day after the South Carolina win and having people recognize you, you know, in the airport, having seen the game on TV the previous night. I mean, you really learned the value of a nationally televised game and kind of being not only the only game in town, but the only game in the country on Thursday.
No, it sure did. I was amazed how many people, you know, were aware of the game and the outcome of the game and stopped us in the airports and, you know, made comments about it. And of course, you know, when we go into high schools and, you know, all the coaches had watched the game and players had watched the game. So it was great exposure. And I thought it sent a great message. I watched a little bit of a replay, and I thought the stadium looked great. Our student body did a fantastic job. That's the kind of atmosphere we want to have at Vanderbilt Stadium every week, and I think we can do that. And it's certainly helped us.
I want to ask you a question. You know, you used DJ Moore a little bit more on the offensive side. Was there any thought to lining him up behind center, you know, the way some teams have, you know, with the Wild Rebel, the Wild Hog, the G-Gun, so we can come up with a catchy nickname for this?
Mark just wants to come up with a catchy nickname.
Gee, Mark, I mean, we only have 17 hours we can practice. We got him at corner. We got him at nickel. We got him at wide receiver. You know, I think he's going to cut the grass Friday, you know, for the chain crew. I mean, the grass crew.
I saw him running
instead of the Tommy gun, how about the Bobby gun?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm here to help Bobby. But anyway, how did you make any mention of the fact that you guys got some top 25 votes? I think that's the first time since you've been here. And
that's not the first time.
It's not the first time?
No.
But
no.
Just the opportunity that affords a program like yours.
Well, we don't worry about polls or anything like that. You know, we're trying to get ready for Rice, and that's a huge game for us. And I think our guys will have the right attitude this week in practice. They've already been down watching a lot of film on their day off, you know, on their own. So they're showing me, at least sending me the message, that they're serious about this game, and that's all we care about.